The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just have to say I'm right.
Oh,
and I have reason to have the fears that I have that all three of you have made fun of me for, I'm pretty sure.
You are the most anxious person, one of the most anxious people I've ever met.
Yeah, extremely. It's been real debilitating recently, but it's not even about that.
But you're,
this goes back a bit.
I don't want to be the one who keeps doing this. I understand depression, anxiety, they're all real.
Yeah.
But Erica, you're on a hot streak.
Sure am.
So for the love of God, ride the wave.
Real,
like, how do
real
you?
Real hard to, you know? I see the wave and I'm like, that thing's going to crash on
me.
Why
are you thinking that? You're like, you get mad if I bring up the D word.
Yeah, don't.
Because you're like, I'm bringing that
negative energy
in.
Which D word?
Death.
Oh, there's also divorce.
Oh.
Well, first you got to get married, then I'll start talking about it.
Yeah, not the one you bring up to me.
You and I have our own special relationship.
He is pointing at Diak for the record. But I just want to go back. And yes, I know my anxiety is out of control. Unclear what to do about that. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I want to go back to right before we did the Manitou Incline. Sorry, correction. Before Aaron and Slacker did the Manitou Incline and T-Hack and I did almost all of it. I was worried because a bear had been spotted.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. If you're going to break, if there's a news story out there about a bear thing.
It's not a news story.
Okay.
This weekend, I was up at Twin Lakes. It was beautiful.
I don't even know what that is. Where's Twin Lakes
Nor do I. We took the, you could take the 70 to get there, but we went like the 289.
Okay. We've taught you about
Sorry.
This.
Could take 70
there
to get
go.
There. I took 285.
Stop saying the.
I'm so sorry.
Like if one of your friends gets diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, do you say they have the cancer or do you say they have cancer?
No, but that's extremely different.
It's the same thing, man. Californians, you do the thing and it drives me nuts.
I know, you all.
You're going to hate on me now. Text in 303.
Twin Lakes is a little west of the Springs. It's like further down, so it's...
The Springs?
Yeah, Colorado Springs.
No.
Twin Lakes.
Where was I?
Oh,
it was
okay.
Twin Lakes.
It's southwest.
Through Buena Vista.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Huh. What do
you
know?
Well, there's different ways. 70 would have probably not gotten
kind of by Fair Play.
Okay.
Yes, we went through Fair Play. And we had an amazing time. Swanson, my dog, came with us. He tried to paddleboard. And
did you sup?
Very briefly. I didn't stand up. I was on my knees.
So you cupped?
Yeah. That's like our meeting.
Okay. we had a bit of a storm come through. You know, people camp in this area. We met up with friends who were camping.
Was like, it wasn't just you and your fiance. You didn't,
no.
Because it seems very, if you did it alone, I was going to be really impressed. Like, you really are trying to embrace Colorado.
Have you done, that was one of the recommendations that your therapist had, was to do stuff alone. Have you done anything alone?
No.
Oh.
Aaron, no.
I don't do therapy. I just do the session.
No, sorry. No, I haven't yet. And that's a good reminder.
Oh, does that doctor talk?
God. Okay.
So the friends we met up with and we spent the whole day there with camped. Okay. And they went back to the same location the next day.
Okay.
They were stand-up paddleboarding, got off on an island, cracked a beer. Oh my, what's there? A bear.
What?
And so they said they jumped on their stand-up paddle boards.
You're
on the island. You know the bears can swim?
No. I didn't know that.
Well, hack. We're trying to stop her anxiety. And you're just like, what?
An island bear? That seems...
They can, of course.
It's a pretty shallow lake.
And like the islands are very close to the edge.
Like to the main...
The main,
yeah, so a bear just walked over
pretty
there.
Much.
Basically. So they jumped on their paddle boards. They got back. Then the bear got in the water, started swimming back. So they went back to the island. And I just want to say, I told you so. I had reason to be concerned about bears. And we even joked about it the day before.
What day do you need to take off this week?
To go get some mental help?
No,
or?
To go to the funeral. Obviously, something terrible happened to your friends.
No, they're fine.
Oh, they're fine. So hold on. So you can have an encounter with a bear and no reason to be anxious. The bear
but
didn't
imagine
maul
if
them.
I
did
had
take their, did
baby
take their
Swanson.
Child or their dog or something?
Did no, they didn't have no children,
so,
no dog.
So they had this bear encounter.
But imagine if I had
Swanson. Why are we imagining things that didn't happen?
Because I like to be prepared.
No, you like to be anxious. You literally like to be anxious.
Did anyone like that? I said prepared and it kind of sounded like prepared.
Mm.
So anyway, I just wanted to say it can happen.
Who won this argument today? I don't even know if we had an argument. But like,
I didn't know about the island bears. I'm leaning towards her a little bit.
They're not islands. They're just little crevices.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.